Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Good morning, gents. Possibly morning. Bounced in the studio this morning. Steve. Bright and breezy, aren't you?
Yeah. You know why? Because we haven't got the competition. So it feels like the day after
a fight.
Yeah. Where it's a bit more relaxed.
I thought you'd have been like a bear with a sore head after you lost the Battle of the Mersey series last week.
No, well, it's easy. I'll let him have one out of three.
Yeah.
One out of three.
Comeback.
Yeah, I've won three. I've won two, sorry. You've won one.
One out of two.
He's That's won right.
No, we've only had two, haven't
so
we?
So he's won one out of three. There's been three of them.
Oh, no.
Right, more importantly,
give him a bang.
When you win the series, you are meant to bring a trophy to present the victor.
Well, Massey forgot his, and I forgot mine this time. So
I don't see when you win a world championship belt, the belt being forgotten
well, actually,
on the day.
You know what I had to do with my belt? You know my belt? You know my British title, what I won when I won it in Belfast?
Yeah.
I had to give it to Jamie Moore to use to go into the ring with, and I didn't get it until weeks later. So, yeah.
Well, the title I fought for the other week, I still haven't seen nothing of it.
There you go.
And the title I got presented was Mark Evans's or someone else's.
But what title are you more looking forward to? The one from here or the one from there?
Well, I'm looking forward to them all. They all mean everything to
good
me.
Good answer,
doesn't
Mash,
matter
good
what. Yeah, you know what I mean? I want that title.
Good answer,
and I'm keeping all three of them.
And can I just say you're still looking really slim and you kept it down and you're looking in good shape.
You look wonderful.
Good, mate.
She's still
I wouldn't
got the
go as far as to say wonderful, but you know.
He does look wonderful. He looks absolutely... Anyway, congratulations on winning Battle of the Mersey.
Change the subject.
Thanks, Steve.
It was very, very...
I'm winning titles here, galore, aren't I? So bring on the titles.
Okay. We were talking off-air, just as you came in, about the McGregor-Mayweather fight. That's going to be the subject of our conversation. But we're talking about betting on yourself in sport. Now, clearly a footballer can't do it. But then your young lad, Anthony, who's in here as well, said that Mayweather... was allowed to bet on himself. So I've just Googled this now. And after the fight, Floyd Mayweather told ESPN that he left one of his friends with $400,000 to bet on himself winning in 9.5 rounds. But his friend was only allowed to bet $87,000. But still, he was allowed to bet a large amount of money
on him winning. Why was he only allowed to bet...
87,000. I've no idea.
Is that because
it was probably so much in favour of Floyd.
Right, but according to ESPN, there are no regulations about a boxer betting on themselves by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So you can bet on yourself in America.
In Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
So the boxing board of control doesn't sort of govern the world. It doesn't sort of say you can't do
it
anywhere.
Hence the name British Boxing Board of Control.
But there isn't a world governing body that basically says boxers, you can't bet on yourself.
No, each individual organisation will have their own rules.
Right. Have you ever considered betting on yourself?
I was thinking about going willy-nil and putting a few quid on me, knocking Stoker out round 9.
There you go, you've heard
9.5.
I suppose it is one of those things, if you bet on yourself, there might be a question mark as to whether your opponent had
not even that. I think you put pressure on yourself then in your head.
No, but it is down to fixing, isn't it? You know what I mean? You could speak with your opponent.
And he might throw it.
Yeah, and put a bet on and say we'll go after.
No, listen, that's nonsense. No one would ever throw a fight. Fighter would ever throw a fight. You shouldn't be in that ring if you would ever throw a fight.
What about the fella the other week who did it? What was that fight where he fell down on the floor, didn't he? Tried to fake being knocked out.
Against Lemachenko.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Trying to get the fella
so controversial, yeah. Tries to get him disqualified.
Yeah, but that's not trying to throw a fight. That's not trying to throw a fight. That's trying to cheat, yeah.
The officials were right on him as well. Yeah, and he'll get penalised for that.
He should be disqualified from boxing full stop for that.
Yeah, it was disgrace. Yeah.
So the reason we were talking about this was we were saying Mayweather had earned so much money, and I said, well, I just wondered whether he knew he was going to finish the fight in the 10th round and bet on himself to win in the 10th round. And we were talking about how much cash he's actually made out of this. But he is one of those who always loves that extra pound, isn't he, Mayweather?
He's all about the money, isn't he?
Don't we all?
Yeah.
But when you've got his money.
But when is that? What is enough money? Do you know what I mean? What is enough money?
But it probably becomes an addiction. The more he's earned, the more he wants. And I think he wanted to be the first sportsman to earn £1 billion.
I suppose you've got to look at it like this, right? You go to work like you do, you fight, you this. You come here, you get paid. But it never ends, the feeling of wanting to earn more. That's just human nature. No matter what you're in, you always want to do better than him.
When you have a little...
He could look at it as, I want to better myself. I want to I just want to just get as much as I can, no matter what. That's his goal in life.
Mm. It's like eating chocolate. When you have a little bite, you just want more.
But then you get to the point where you feel a bit sick.
Oh, my God.
No, I do not feel sick of eating chocolate.
Do you not?
I
get really sick.
Oh, come on. There's a tipping point, isn't there, with chocolate?
No, because do you know what I do? I just change the chocolate bar to chocolate ice cream.
Wow.
Just change the compound of what's going in.
Some of Masher's crazy habits going on here.
What's your favourite chocolate bar, Masher?
Ooh.
Tough, innit?
Yeah,
like galaxies are nice.
It depends what day and how I feel.
Just for the point of the viewers,
I like bounties.
The R is alternative chocolates that you kind of go out and buy. We're not promoting any chocolates here.
It depends what day it is and how I feel. But yeah, it's like some days I might want something.
I do like Cadbury's better than most, though.
I just think it's all the same, mate.
Product endorsement for his next fight.
Yeah. Anyone who does chocolate, get
Tony
on
Dodson,
yeah,
well, sponsored by Cadbury's.
Yeah. Look, that's not very good for my physique, is it?
Did the pair of you stay up and watch the fight?
No.
I set the alarm, me, yeah.
So you went to bed and got back up?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Right, but you didn't.
Oh,
no. Really?
I knew what was going to happen.
This is interesting.
It's a joke. It's absolutely.
I was excited.
Joke.
Yeah, I'm excited now.
I predicted it. I said maybe between round 6 and 9. I got it a round
you
out.
You were wrong.
I got it a round out.
You were wrong.
Did you answer?
You didn't get it right.
Yeah. See, it's even Anthony. He's got
more
willpower
than
you.
I said the referee or the corner will show mercy and stop it. And it did.
Yeah, but you're still going to watch it.
I had Nick Pete in here the other day, and I love Nick. From the Fight Disciples, Nick was saying to me, it has shown that actually someone from a different fight sport can step in the boxing ring and compete on a competitive level and still uphold the integrity of the sport. Did you feel that way after?
Yeah, I thought he'd done well, McGregor.
What part did you feel he felt well when his back was turned and he was hitting Floyd Mayweather?
Listen, mate, that's what
you
expect.
That way in boxing he would have been disqualified.
Yeah. But it's his first time as a professional. You've got to expect that.
No, but look, listen to me.
Tell him to shut up a minute, Steve, please. What I thought, though, is he'd give it a go. He tried. He just didn't turn up for the money.
And Anthony could have got in and tried. But look, any other fighter...
He'd have done better because he's a boxer.
Any other professional fighter with a licence apart from him would have been disqualified. End of story.
Yeah, but
you cannot hit people on the back of the head when the back's turned.
Yeah, but Tony, it's McGregor. Chill out. It's all about entertaining.
Okay, it's all about
rules. Was you entertained? As the word says, was you entertained?
No.
I was.
Am I right though, Steve?
Was you? Yeah,
no, the rules seem to have been bent a little bit. And actually, I think the whole sort of boxing showcase seems to be bent. It's turned into a bit sort of entertainment-esque. It's a bit sort of wrestling-esque.
It was bent from the start. The change of the weight of the gloves. Mm. Bringing Joe Cortez in to do refereeing matches and sparring and all things like that. You don't allow that, are you?
It did become a pantomime, but it made 100 million quid.
It was bent from the start. But that's what money talks, as we say, and money talked. And I love the fact that McGregor turned his back and he just threw a combination into his liver. He starts combinating his back.
But that's not boxing, is it?
No, of course it's not. But
so why is it acceptable?
Listen, we expected.
It shouldn't have been.
I thought that McGregor was going to tie him up and put him in some sort of chokehold. We all had that thought, and he was close to doing it. So throwing in punches, we expected that.
On McGregor's plus side, he hit Mayweather a lot more shots than I thought he would.
Yeah,
he
that
did.
Left that uppercut was a good
not just
shot.
That one shot. I mean, he was straight back hands,
the
jabs.
Yeah,
he was catching him with shots. Quality fighters, world class, pound for pound, Hall of Famers couldn't hit him with. So yeah, for his first fight, mate.
What was he a better boxer than you thought he'd be, Sean?
For me, a little.
Yeah, I thought he'd done better.
Very unorthodox.
Yeah, he'd done well. I think he did keep his composure in the first couple of rounds quite well. But I think it's the conditioning of doing the 3-minute rounds, which is, it is non-stop.
You do five fives, don't they, in the cage?
Yeah, and it's a different...
Fitness,
you know, because obviously with wrestling and stuff like that, they can, you know...
Like to get wet and hold each other?
No, they can just sort of... At times, you know, it's like they'll be standing off, they'll be fighting, then they'll be wrestling and, you know, maybe getting a little bit either here and there. And sometimes when you're standing toe-to-toe, there's no... When you go to hold on for the rest, you're getting it. So you've got to sort of stand off. So it does show you that, because he is fit, McGregor, but just shows you that it's
different sort of fitness,
It's non-stop for the 3-minute rounds, non-stop.
Have you ever thought of going into the ring with a mask on, like Floyd Mayweather did?
No.
He couldn't breathe at one stage.
It looked like Zorro, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. It looked like it was so tight on him.
It's quite stupid, if you ask me. There was no ploy to it at all.
Do you know what we come under?
You know what made me think? Pulp Fiction, bring out the gimp.
You would, though.
You would. That's
you didn't even watch
think.
It.
We didn't even...
Wait, did you didn't
I seen
even
the
watch...
entrance. I watched the entrance. I seen the highlights. Yeah. What's the highlights? Bring out the gimp.
Well, you missed out.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Masha?
He had to get someone to pull his mask down because he couldn't breathe at one stage.
Yeah, I seen that part on the way in the ring. As
yeah, and of course he must be sweating under there. He can't breathe. But we get under our job description, we are entertainers. That's what it says. We are. We're there to entertain the fight fans. Mm. That's what we are. We're not comedians. We're not, you know.
You are at times
talkers or whatever. Some do talk, some are called talkers. We're entertainers, so we get paid to entertain the fight fans and put our life on the line to entertain. It's the brutality going back to the old days of the gladiators, you know, the Roman times. That's what
we are.
I've
been to the Colosseum. The Colosseum's got an eerie feeling about
it. That's what it is. We're just in a little, Colosseum there. And we're there to entertain the public.
You'd have been great in a Colosseum, Tony, wouldn't you?
I'd have been like John Rambo.
Tigers have been frightened to death of you.
Send me to any country in the world and I'll be like John Rambo.
What has Mayweather McGregor done for the sport of boxing?
I think it's lit it up a bit.
Yeah, lit it. That's exactly Masha's right what he's
also
saying.
Also, you think there is a positive
more interest.
He doesn't agree with me, does
no,
he?
No, more interest. No, I've just said I agree.
More interest in what? Cross-fight sports?
In fighting in general.
Just scrapping.
Just scrapping in general, yeah. People are more into... Well, obviously, UFC and boxing, the two toughest sports in the world, people are more interested in because of it.
When boxing is just purely boxing and MMA is just purely MMA, it's only ever lit up when you get two big names having fight. For instance, Crawford against Ndongo. That was the first fight in 30 years, is it? To have a unification fight. So for boxing purists, for us, that was exciting.
Yeah.
But it's boxers against boxers. And
not many people knew about it.
Not many people knew about that,
and another fight that not many people know about that is possibly the...
Canelo and GGG.
Exactly. That hasn't even been mentioned.
In a few weeks' time.
2 weeks? That's unreal fight.
We've got them to look forward to, and they're for the boxing purists. But McGregor and Mayweather lit it up. It threw something in there from another angle.
The neutral people. The bigger, wider audience.
Even myself, you know what I mean? I loved it.
I suppose what we've got to remember is it can't be replicated because there's no one else within another fight sport that would actually grab the attention that McGregor has.
He was the Mayweather of the UFC.
Yeah. And McGregor's surely going to make that shift across the sports now, is he? Because the money is in boxing more than UFC.
I just said that to him on the way in here. I'd like to see him in with another fighter, maybe not a Mayweather, another top fighter, and see how we get on against someone of a lesser class.
Paulie Malignaggi, that would be a funny one.
Yeah, well,
because they've had a spar and apparently the cameras got switched off, but one camera got left on. And
they only caught the bits where McGregor got success.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I believe they videoed it all.
No, they did, but they only showed you McGregor's success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Didn't show you the 9 rounds before where Malignaggi apparently picked them off.
So they've done 9 rounds, and
maybe that's part of the plan.
And do you know why? Do you know why?
It makes money. It makes sense.
Do you know why he used Malignaggi?
Staged.
Do you know why he used Malignaggi for sparring? But not to replicate Mayweather. It's because you see him a video of Malignaggi slating McGregor, saying about him boxing, and you know Mayweather will do this and do that, and really dished him. So when he obviously he knew he was getting a fight and he was going to prepare the fighting, he said that get Paulie Malignaggi in because I want to give it. No, not to replicate.
No, he hasn't. He probably used that as an excuse to get him.
Yeah,
in.
That's what he said. I want to use you to replicate Mayweather, but really just wanted to, you know.
Can I just say off 20 years today, Diana died. It's in the paper. I'm sorry I'm going off the record, yeah, but look, it's just in the paper.
I know.
20 years, I remember the day like I was
She was a diamond, wasn't she?
She was, it was amazing. Yeah, amazing lady, done so much for charity and, you know, it was...
Do you know what? Since we lost Diana, it feels like that you forget about royalty, don't you?
Yeah, you do. She was like the star that was shining.
Yeah.
the diamond. The royal family. Steve's looking at us here as if to say, guys, this is a fight show.
I'm not sure how we take it back to the boxing conversation.
No, we do.
That.
We're just just showing our respects to Diana. Yeah, 20 years today. Diamond. Rest in peace.
Right. I want to bring up something entirely different to Mayweather McGregor quick word on Peter McGrail.
But I'm not.
Have you seen this? So Peter McGrail is guaranteed at least bronze after winning his World Boxing Championships quarter final. So he's from the city, of course.
Well done, Peter.
And he dominated the Dominican Republic's Leonel de los Santos to claim a 4-1 win in the bantamweight division. So absolutely brilliant. Congratulations to him.
I've only seen him for the first time in the last... What was the last tournament he was in the other week? It was on the telly. What was it?
It was the Commonwealth.
The Europeans. I've seen him. First time I've ever seen him fight. First time, and I'm really impressed with him.
I know little Peter, and I know him from years back when we...
But he's not little Peter no more.
No,
he's
big,
an adult.
Yeah.
No, he is little. I've had him in
here.
He's an adult.
Oh,
right.
And he's from the Everton Red Triangle. Yeah. And we used to, you know, in the amateurs, and you'd see, you know, all the team. And over the years, he's just been one of them that's really stuck at it. Knuckled down. Yeah, and there was a lot of ERT lads, talented, good lads. A couple turned over pro, like Ryan Farag and Satchel, who've done great. And, Steve Lewis, but McGrail's one of the only amateurs, the young lads who's stuck on an amateur. He was one of the young ones coming through, and he's stuck at it, he's kept at it. He's become a young man now. I remember seeing him. I hadn't seen him for a little bit, and then just seeing him all of a sudden, you know, on the, you know, for the GB and stuff. He had muscles on muscles, and I thought, is that the young kid?
No, he's just
become a young man, and he's just really, you know, he's grew into the sport, and he's a quality southpaw, quality kid.
They grow up quick, don't they? Yeah, he's a great lad. Semi-final today for him, so good luck there.
Yeah, good luck. Peter.
Tony's just shown us a picture of young Anthony there when he was much smaller. Anthony going to be bigger than you, do you think? He's sat on your left-hand side here.
Because when I was his age, how old are you now? 15. Obviously, that's a
turn. Just 10, 15.
Just 15 last week. I was 12 stone 10.
Wow. That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, so what
are you now?
Yeah, 52 key.
Well, does that relate? What's
52 key?
Well,
he's under 9 stone.
Oh, right, so he watches his weight.
He's a lot smaller than me.
Right, brilliant stuff.
More disciplined.
Boys, what are you up to today? I can't believe there's no Battle of the Mersey today. When do you want it brought back? A few weeks? Do you need a couple of weeks rest?
Yeah, a couple of weeks rest so we can talk about other things and then we'll bring it back.
Get the brain power back up and running.
I think we should have a different format, though. I think we should have a different adjudicator that makes the...
Just get my trophy in you.
No, I think we might make a different format. Some better sound effects, some punching effects or something like that for each other.
Better variation of questions.
Boys.
Tune it up a little bit.
Training all right at the moment?
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Yeah, fantastic.
Just a few weeks off now for your next one?
Yeah.
Month off, is that right?
4 weeks this Saturday.
What day is today?
Thursday.
It's going to be here fast, lad. It's
4 weeks
be
this Saturday.
You know
it can come as quick as it wants, mate. I'm ready for it. I've picked up from where I've left off. Weight's great, training's great. I feel good, and I'm good to go, mate.
Do you know what Tom's been up to or not?
I don't care, mate, to be honest. I do not care.
It doesn't matter.
As long as he turns up, doesn't make no excuses, so we can get it on and put all the talking to one side.
And then shake hands after it.
Just pull it, yeah.
And then shake hands after it.
I'll shake his hand before, after it. No problem, you know what I mean? Look, he's the one that's got
I just hope it doesn't get too personal.
He's the one that's upset and he's got the issue. But I'm not going to stand by and let someone speak to me like that, you know what I mean? If he's what he says, I'll give him it back.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.